Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independent in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today has been Jerry Perrottet.
Right, I made it to the final 15 minutes, thank God.
It
was
a
great
pleasure.
Session today, really wonderful.
Isn't it always good?
It is superb, yeah.
And this is the Christina Liu Show. Well, but before I go back to Christina, I want to ask Jerry a question.
Yeah.
I was at an advisory meeting yesterday, actually, and the guest speaker this week is PSENG this week, this month, with some sort of giving out bulbs and whatever it is. But their program is called REAP.
Oh.
R-E-A-P.
Yeah, right.
And it was funny because it came up that there's another association called REAP, but I know you're very involved.
Yeah, we call ourselves Retired Energetic Active People.
That's why. I didn't know what it stood for. Okay.
They put
Jerry doesn't give out light bulbs.
Yeah, right. We're a light unto ourselves.
There you go. I like that one. But, yeah.
And that's just in Great Neck, or that's all over?
Just in Great Neck. I think there's an ancillary one in Roslyn that meets periodically. We meet every single Tuesday at Cumberland School. Yeah. So everyone, again, is welcome. Great socialization, great learning.
The big crowd you have there. I was there.
We have 85 members now.
Wow.
We're really hitting all cylinders. So if you're interested in that, come on over. Be our guest.
Tuesday at what time?
Tuesday from 9 to 1.
Okay.
At Cumberland School, right off Lakeville Road.
Right.
And bring your lunch. We have a brown bag lunch, and we have free cookies and tea.
Okay.
So come on over any Tuesday.
You said cookies and tea. I'll be there now.
Yeah.
But I also want to tell people that everybody should have their copy of the latest issue of the Pioneer newsletter. If you do not have it, you did not receive it, please call 311 and it'll come to me, and I will personally make sure that you are put on the list. It's really great, this issue. You know, a lot of work goes into the Pioneer, and it's wonderful to hear feedback on it, and to, you know, because I could see when I see in the SR system, see, you know, someone calling in regards to one of the articles, and what's really important is that there's been a lot of changes to the taxi program, you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like little tweaks and stuff, you know, because a lot of supermarkets have closed, you know, since the beginning, so things had to be changed. There was a lot of, and it's just great because our mobility manager put together a little thing that just gives you some tips and, you know, some changes and what the rules are. It's great because, you know, the program is so utilized, which is amazing. So, of course, you know, there's certain recommendations that, you know, you in the past you might not have had to wait, you know, for certain things because, you know, but now there's so many people using it. And, you know, we just want to maximize it and no one to get, you know, upset about anything. And there's a wonderful article about the importance of stop signs that one of our members used, which I think is great. And I actually think about this article all the time now. Every time I see a stop sign, I go right to like Otto's article. I really do. And then there's,
she,
you know,
drives right through and says, gotcha, Otto.
I said, oh, let Otto know.
Right.
You know, and then we featured a bunch of our members, which I love. I think is a great addition we've been doing in the Pioneers the past couple of issues from all different regions. There's a little thing about scam protection. And, of course, there's a blurb about the radio show, which I made sure I got in there.
Right.
This is not what was passed out the other day. Is there two copies?
No. No. Unless it was an old one maybe they brought in.
Okay.
But, yeah, and then the Veterans Corner, there's a bunch of discounts that the Veterans Committee actually put together. So that's in there. It's really great. And then the next issue should be coming out August. So if anyone has any suggestions or anything, you can
call. And even if you've never gotten one, just call 311.
Absolutely.
And you'll get on the mailing list. It's not a matter if you didn't get yours. There's no charge for this, but it's a very informative
piece.
Yeah,
it really is.
So you call 311, say what Christina's talking about. You'd like a copy of the Pioneer, and they'll send it to you.
Absolutely. And it's great, you know, because we also have an electronic version. So if you want it on email to send it around, you could do that too. You know, so we're really trying to spread it out. So definitely call 311 if you have any questions about that. I also want to remind people that on June 9th, the Viscardi Center is going to be holding its Vision, Speech, and Hearing Awareness Day. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. I went 2 years ago, and it was just I really learned a lot. I got a lot of great people to come on the radio program. There's free breakfast and free lunch. If anything, there is free breakfast and free lunch. There's wonderful speakers that will be there, and it's going to be telling you about, you know, different solutions for people with low vision, blindness, deafness. speech issues, people who have hearing difficulties as well. And there's just amazing assistive technologies out there. So I think it's just a great place to kind of learn, and there'll be hands-on demonstrations. So that's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Viscardi Center. So you can call 516-465-1632, or you could just, you know, call 311, and I can give you that number as well. But it's definitely worth checking out. So that's June 9th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
And then Project Independence, you know, of course, we have our social groups that are still meeting throughout the spring, summer months.
Just in reference to your groups, what I think we should do at Project Independence is get the Nitzvahs and your knitting group to have a competition.
I know. I was thinking, I heard that. I said, oh, with the Blankets of Love. But,
Blankets of Love. Yes. I couldn't remember the name was.
But yes, the Blankets of Love is still going strong. That's on Tuesdays at Clinton G. Martin Park. In New Hyde Park. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. I just love the fact that I think it's great that these groups donate to different causes, which is definitely just makes it even more special. So that's Tuesdays, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. That's the Blankets of Love. We all have our Romeos that are the first and third Monday of every month at the Atria Cutter Mill. Jerry's also part. Jerry, I was just thinking, Jerry must have a very busy when he has a Romeo's meeting Monday and then a REIT meeting on Tuesday.
Right.
Jerry is definitely jam-packed.
Right,
but
absolutely.
You want to give a little shout-out to the Romeos, what the Romeos have been doing currently?
The Romeos are great in terms of looking at current issues, unfettered debate, and keep repeating this. We have people with different positions, different beliefs, but everyone leaves in a very positive way, no rancor, no name-calling or anything. That you have heated debates with a guy. I have a heated debate with a guy with guns, with politics, but we always leave, clap our hands together, slap our backs, and we're really good friends, despite the fact of differences. And that's all been engendered by the Romeos.
Absolutely. Yeah. So. That's what I love that, you know, David Linden was on a couple of weeks ago and we were talking about all the other groups. But, you know, of course, he is very partial to the Romeos and how the Romeos are the only group that don't have a facilitator.
That's right.
It's a free for all.
Yeah. Right.
Right. It's a premier.
But everyone has a chance to talk, raise their position, have a and it's respected.
Absolutely.
That's the amazing part about it.
Respected.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard sometimes their conversations do get very heated, but they do walk out there with smiles on their face.
That's
No one is running out screaming, so I think that's a success right there. We also have a senior talk group that meets the first and third Thursday of every month. That's at the Roslyn Community Center. Another social discussion group that's Thursdays at the Parkville Library. There's another men's group that meets at the Parkville Library on Fridays. And, you know, what we really try to do is that everyone, you know, might fit in a different group.
Yeah.
Or you might fit in all of them. You could attend them all if you really want to.
It accommodates your schedule,
exactly.
too. If you don't not feel you're missing something because it's one day a week when you have another conflict. Right?
Exactly. So, you know, call 311 if you have any questions. You want to learn more about a group or 869-6311, and we will get you the information. We also have our balance and strength class at the Yes We Can Community Center. That's on Fridays from 10 a.m. to 10 to 11. And there's 11:30 to 12:30 is the advanced class. I really recommend everyone go to this. It's such a wonderful course. I only hear glowing things about it. And people, you really walk away with, you know, well, shout out to Iris, these golden nuggets.
Right, 100%.
And I think that's important. I think that's the best kind of, you know, in all these programs, you know, whether it's a radio show or you're going to a health chat or whatever it might be, you're really walking away with useful information. You know, it's not just people lecturing you and talking. It's really an interactive kind of thing.
Yeah, so all these programs are no charge.
Exactly.
Good
that's
point.
Absolutely important thing to say.
Yeah. People get nervous. They go, it's going to cost me.
Right. You know, maybe $5 for this tent. No way.
Well, that's what's great. You know, when I talk to people and the shock on their face when I say, no, it's free. It's all,
Right.
It's all free.
It is absolutely free.
Yes. And we have a great health chat coming up called Medication Safety.
We have
That's
seconds.
Going to be at the Roslyn Community Center from 11:15 to 12:30. You can bring your medications and discuss, you know, what's going on. So check
perfect.
That out.
We're out of time.
Time flies.
Doesn't it fly?
Ooh.
And I just want to throw out two thank yous, of course, to Chris, the engineer, this week, and to Dan Cox, who's the director of broadcasting. Right. Sometimes I remember to say thank you, but I think all these guys know we're always very appreciative.
We're very thankful.
We're very thankful. I just sometimes goodbye, and I say, I should have said something. Right. That's it for this week, everybody. We look forward to next week. Have a great one. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, it was great.